Disastrous floods hit Tennessee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. More than a foot of rain fell in less than 30 hours over the weekend in parts of Tennessee, and communities and farmers alike are facing a long recovery.
You know, it's hard to fathom, you know, what's ahead of a lot of people. The crops just depends on how long the water stays on it and how much it was moving, if it was moving, all those kind of things. Just a lot of issues, that, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's all been assessed yet by the individual farmers.
Williamson County Extension Agent Dwayne Perry says all the corn in the county was mostly planted and will now have to be replanted if the farmers still have the equipment to do it.
Just devastation in terms of fencing and livestock situations. We have farm equipment that was covered with water, farm equipment that got washed down the river because the flood got in areas that nobody expected it to happen in.
And in West Tennessee, Tipton County farmer Larry Rice fared little better.
We just finished planting about 200 acres of soybeans, and I feel sure we'll have to plant all those over. And a lot of levees that's broken, and a lot of washed down a highway, washed rock and debris all out in the field. It's considerable damage on the hills.
Rice says in all his years of farming, he's never seen anything like this, and he can only hope no more big rains come through this year, because at least four levees have broken on his farm, and he doesn't have time to rebuild.
We'll never get all our stuff repaired this year before we get our crop in. It's so much damage, we won't have time to fix it all before we have to get busy planting. So I hope we don't get any more major floods, because those things kept the water, even like a 2-inch rain, it would divert that water in those ditches and off our fields. So that's one of the major things that we have to deal with on down the road.
Well, hopefully the waters recede quickly so everything can dry out and the recovery process can begin. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.